95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
It's time to wake up now.
Time to wake up now.
The time has come to wake up.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Do you know what today is?
What? Hump day.
Wednesday. Is it over the hump day?
Hump day!
I don't know what that means, but I know where she humps.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
Showtime. Welcome in. It's 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Ryan Gavin. Hey, big shout out to all of our Cash Money winners so far. Your name can be on this list soon, too. Alex and Biloxi won $250. So did Courtney and Loosedale. Allison and Picayune won $5,000. Tanya and Biloxi got $300. Ryan and Socher, fantastic name, Ryan, $250 over to him. Yolanda and Gaucher won $500. Mary and Gulfport got $300. $500 to Andrea and Gulfport. The list goes on and on and on. And you can be next. The Banana Bank happens three times a day, every weekday, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, only here on Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Lucky caller number 10, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, dude, you're caller number 10. You're going to play for the Banana Bank right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So here's the deal. We have $2,500 in the bonus round today. I hope we can get there, but you got to tell me where you think these prices will go. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. First of all, what town are you calling me from? Where are you living?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
All right, perfect. Alex in Biloxi. Only local winners here on Gorilla. We always got to check. Let's do this thing. Let's open it up. $100. Is your first price of bananas, Alex. We going up or are we going down?
We're going up.
Alex says up. We going up? Yes, we are. $250. So you can win the money. $250. Bam. Just like that. Or you can keep playing. What do we want to do?
I want to keep it.
You want to keep it? You sure? You positive?
Yes, sir.
Let's get you paid. Cash money from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. $250 just like that. We love that.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So millions of Americans have bad seasonal allergies right now. Prescriptions for like Zyrtec and Claritin and all that stuff are through the roof. Happens this time of year, every year. But I want to know, other than seasonal stuff or seafood or peanuts or all the usual suspects, other than those, what are some weird things that you're allergic to? Got to be some weird stuff out there, right? First is Erica. She says she's allergic to a specific food. What food are you allergic to, Erica?
I am allergic to fruit.
Fruit? Really? All of it?
And some vegetables, actually.
Like all fruit? All of them?
All fresh fruit. I can eat canned fruit.
Man, as a kid, that must have been heaven. But as an adult, I can't imagine like anything worse than that.
I'm screwed on the healthy food.
Yeah, tell me about it. Woo, yikes. That's awful. Hey, what are you allergic to? What are some crazy allergies that you have? Ben is on the phone. Ben, you got two of them. Which ones?
I'm allergic to tomatoes, milk.
Oh, yikes. That's awful. Two of my favorite things. Allergic to tomatoes and milk. I don't know what I would do. I don't know if life would be worth living. I'm sorry, my friend. I don't know. Who's next?
Hi, I'm allergic to the cream in Swiss rolls, and my boyfriend is allergic to shellfish.
Uh-oh, have you ever seen him have a reaction?
He pumped up like a balloon. We ate sushi on our first date.
Oh, no.
And he was trying to impress me, and he took a bite of crab, and he swole up
Big balloon. Oh, my God, that's crazy. That's nuts. And imagine being allergic to like just a specific cream and a specific kind of food, too. That's strange. That's odd. I don't know. I think allergies in general are weird, you know? They don't seem to make any sense. Why do our bodies do this to us?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Mariah Carey is speaking out, responding to a shouted question about whether or not she feels snubbed when the Rock Hall didn't induct her. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has not inducted Mariah Carey. She was eligible in 2016 and nominated back in 2024, and she was passed over for a third year this past year. They asked her whether or not she had any feelings about that. I love this answer. Here's Mariah.
Do you care about the Rock and Roll inductee thing?
No.
Period.
No, that's I love that.
You know? Yeah, who cares? Like, give it to somebody else. Fantastic.
I love it. She said, no. Who cares? Give it to somebody else. Fantastic. I absolutely love that. I also love that she went up to her fans like on the sidewalk who were trying to ask her questions and started to talk to them. A lot of celebrities don't do that. But Mariah just went right up and started chatting away. Love that. The Michael Jackson biopic Michael officially drops this week in movie theaters. And his nephew, Jafar Jackson, who plays Michael in the movie, started talking about the misconception that Michael wanted to be white. Listen to what he said.
What do you think the biggest misconception of your uncle is?
I would say that he wanted to be white. That's a big misconception, and that this film gives you that understanding of what that is, you know, what that vitiligo played a part in his life, and not a lot of people really understand what that is.
The movie officially comes out on Thursday, and it's getting horrific reviews from critics, like really, really, really bad reviews so far. So we'll see. And Jimmy was talking about some crazy Lego crime last night. Did you catch this one?
And finally, I heard about a man in California who was arrested after he allegedly purchased Lego sets from Target and then returned the boxes with pasta inside. Meanwhile, someone eating a bowl of Legos at Olive Garden was like, hey, this tastes better than usual.
Here's your Showbiz Buzz today. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
One and only Jack Nicholson turning 89 today. Peter Frampton celebrating his 76th birthday today. Here's Show Me the Way. Show me. Our music trivia question today is about a song by the Troggs. On this day in 1966, a single by the Troggs was released here in the U.S. It would go all the way to number 2 on the singles chart. What song was that? I'm going to tell you in just a second. On this date back in 1969, the first human eye transplant was performed. The Flamingos. Only Have Eyes for You. Yeah, first human eye transplant performed on April 22nd, 1969. And today is Earth Day, April 22nd, Earth Day worldwide. That's Michael Jackson's song right there. You remember that? Earth Song from MJ? By the way, the Michael Jackson biopic is out. By the way, a little side note here, reviews are horrible. Reviews are really, really, really bad. So I kind of now want to see it just out of curiosity. And the answer to our music trivia question today on this date back in 1966, April 22nd, what song by the Troggs was released in the U.S. that would hit number 2 on the chart? Making Your Heart Sing. It's Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Making everything groovy. Happy Wednesday.
You make everything.
Halfway home to the weekend. Have a great day today.